getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
This is Pastor Dan Kellogg at Gold Creek Community Church. Our church exists to help people find their way back to God. I've been doing this for years, and it's so exciting to see people find right relationship with God. I hope you found a right relationship with God. I hope you're looking for a right relationship with God. If you're looking for a church, you're welcome to join us at Mill Creek Campus or our Woodinville Campus or our Lake Stevens Campus, or you can even join us online. You can find us at goldcreek.org, our website, or on our Facebook page, or you can find me, Pastor Dan Kellogg, on Facebook. Love to chat with you about it. I have the privilege of bringing to you the devotional thought for the day, so let's get started. The scripture I've chosen today to dig into is Proverbs chapter 19, verse 13. A foolish child is a calamity to a father. A quarrelsome wife is as annoying as a constant dripping. I want you to listen to again to Solomon. I want you to listen to his words again. A foolish child is a calamity to a father. A quarrelsome wife is as annoying as a constant dripping. Now, I know some of you are listening to this and you go, that was written by a man. And it was. It was written by the wisest man ever. But he was writing from his point of view, probably thinking about his own kids, probably thinking about some wife that he had that was a bit too quarrelsome. But if you were to be honest, it could be written by a kid too, who would say, there's a parent who's annoying, or how about a wife who talks about a husband who's annoying and quarrelsome and constant dripping. The truth in the verse is powerful. There's always somebody in your life that is fighting with you way too much. There's always someone that's way too quarrelsome. There's always someone in your life that's really annoying you. And the people that annoy you the most are the ones that are the closest to you, the ones that you love the most. So the real question is, as I read this verse, as I think about this truth that Solomon brings, the question is, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Just complain? Solomon wrote it down. He thought it was important to write it down. But can you do anything about it? You know what the truth is? You can never change them. The only person that can change them is themselves. In fact, if you really will let it, that person in your life has been put there to make you a better person. That's right. If you're stuck with somebody that's really quarrelsome in your life and you got married to them and you didn't expect to be fighting all the time and that's where you are, would you just realize at this moment in your life that God puts you there with them to let them help make you a better person? And think about this. There's a possibility that you might be the quarrelsome one, that you actually be the one that's fighting too much. You see, you can't change them. You can only change yourself. Maybe there's a moment in your life where you need to not be quite as annoying to them. So what can you do? Well, obviously, at times, counseling's in order, especially when it gets too much. There's times that somebody else listening in can tell you the truth. But if you do go to counseling, be willing to listen and learn and focus on yourself, not on the other person. Another thing is boundaries are in order. Sometimes there's a reason to fight. Sometimes there's boundaries that need to be kept, especially with children and sometimes with spouses where they're asking you to do something that's wrong or they're pushing you over their limits. Those boundaries need to be kept, and there's a fight that's worth fighting for, and that's okay. So what else can you do? Here's my advice to you. Actions are more important than words, especially with teenagers. Consequences and choices are what you give them, and not lectures. With your spouse, sometimes you have to be willing to lose your relationship to find it, to make it better. I want you to listen again to the verse. Proverbs 19, verse 13 says this, a foolish child is a calamity to a father. A quarrelsome wife is as annoying as a constant dripping. No matter who in your life is annoying, remember this: God put them there for you to grow, and there's something for you to do. My prayer is today that you'll find what it is that you're supposed to do next in this process of changing. Thanks for joining me for this devotional thought for the day. If you want to know more about Gold Creek Community Church, look us up at our website, goldcreek.org. Or if you want to contact me, just look me up on Facebook, Pastor Dan Kellogg. I'd love to hear from you.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.